The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Wednesday, January 18, 2023. The Hungarian Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Peter Szijjártó, began a visit to Cuba in which he will hold official talks with Cuban authorities. Following a tour through several countries in the American continent, this is Szijjártó's second visit to Havana since his appointment. In September last year, Szijjártó met with his Cuban counterpart, Bruno Rodriguez, at the United Nations during the 77th session of the General Assembly. On that occasion, agreements were signed for diplomatic training and in educational matters. Both parties also ratified the will in strengthening bilateral political dialogue and promote economic and trade links and also investment and cooperation ties. During the 38th Havana International Fair, Hungarian authorities stated their interest in increasing collaborative ties in sectors such as water management, agriculture, and biotechnology. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel and the head of Medicuba Europe, Francesco Cavalli, highlighted bilateral collaboration projects in health during a meeting on Tuesday in Havana. In a message posted on the social network Twitter, the president said that during the meeting he expressed his gratitude for the organization's assistance to the national health system, which has been extended to scientific centers of the BioCuba Pharma Group of Biotechnological Industries. He added that he talked with Cavalli about several cooperation projects being developed in the country and expressed the gratitude of the Cuban government for the contribution of Medicuba Europe during the complex moments of confrontation with COVID-19. Medicuba Europe is made up of a network of associations and non-governmental development organizations from 13 countries which practice solidarity with Cuba in the field of medicine. Leaders of women organizations in China and Cuba examined the work of each side in favor of the inclusion and protection of women in all sectors of society. The issue was discussed by Shen Yuiju, president of the All China Women's Federation, and the Secretary General of the Cuban Women's Federation, Teresa Amarelle, during a video conference meeting. According to the embassy of the Caribbean country, the meeting demonstrated the priority given by the two nations to the full realization of women's rights, considered a relevant edge in the respect and defense of human rights. It indicated that the contact between Shen and Amarelle also evidenced the consolidation of exchanges of experiences with impact for the respective processes of socialist construction carried out between both countries' organizations. And in the international agenda, we have that relatives of the victims of the Sencata massacre in El Alto, Bolivia, welcomed the extension of the criminal proceedings against former President Jeanine Áñez for genocide and serious injuries. The decision was informed by prosecutors Walter Lora, Ivan Cernadas, and Fabio Maldonado to the First Criminal Court of Instruction of the city's Department of La Paz in the context of the process followed ex officio against Luis Fernando Valverde and others. The main basis of the accusation against Áñez is the omission of Supreme Decree 4078 of November 14, 2019, known as Of Death, which exempted from criminal liability those involved in the repression of those who demanded the establishment of democracy. The total number of murders in Sencata and Sacaba in Cochabamba was 38. Áñez is accused of the crimes in the coup d'etat, filed for the crimes of genocide, homicide, and serious injuries provided for and punished by Articles 138, 251, and 271 of the Bolivian Penal Code. Meanwhile, Ecuador and Colombia continue preparing a joint plan this Wednesday to fight drug trafficking and organized crime in their borders, the Ecuadorian Ministry of Defense reported. Ecuadorian Defense Minister Luis Lara spoke with his Colombian counterpart, Ivan Velasquez, to instruct military commanders to prepare the strategy so as to dismantle criminal structures and their financing sources by the end of this month. Lara and Velasquez also ordered the coordination of the two countries' air forces to exchange information and the execution of coordinated operation to detect and identify trafficking within the framework of the surveillance and control of their air spaces. On December 28, authorities from both countries met in Ipiales, Colombian territory, and signed an agreement with commitments for tactical and operational implementation of a plan to curb drug trafficking on the border. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unite us.